Sarah Al-Harbi is a doctoral candidate studying how to design curriculum for children at the University of North Texas.
Everyone is saying, go back, go back, go back. You don't know what's coming up, and the numbers are going higher.
She plans to finish her dissertation and graduate in May. But due to mounting pressure from friends and family, she says she might be celebrating the occasion at home in Saudi Arabia.
I don't know what's the future. I don't know. I didn't expect this ending after 8 years, and I consider myself like I also belong to this land as a Saudi Arabia because I've been here 8 years.
While Al-Harbi can work from home and the university has been flexible with her research, other students are having their studies more directly affected. Dongni Xia, who's from China, teaches piano to music students while earning her doctorate in music performance at UNT.
We're currently not teaching the normal class online right now because the practice rooms are closed because we don't want students to go to the practice buildings to practice. And a lot of people, they don't have access to a keyboard or a piano at home, so they cannot practice.
She says the minor delay from a Zoom call makes it hard to teach lessons in real time. Instead, she has to work with students in new ways.
For students who have piano at home, so I'm meeting them individually through Zoom, and then I will give them tasks, and they send me back the video, and I will grade them.
Shia says isolation is nothing new to a lifelong musician, so not much has changed for her.
Honestly, I haven't felt that much big difference in my life because as a musician, I spend most of the time by myself practicing in the practice room. So I don't really go out to bars or for entertainment a lot. So even when everything is shut down, I don't really feel that my world is closed.
Jennifer Cowley, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at UNT, oversees students' academic and professional success. Right now, that means helping students adjust to the realities of the pandemic. Cowley says most of UNT's international students are choosing to stay in the area while they continue their classes. But students who are graduating, like Al-Harbi, are unsure of what to do when their visa status changes.
By August, or let's say September, I should be out of the United States. By anyhow, in their normal situation. My visa's done. I need to be out.
Al-Harbi has the added challenge of looking after her parents. They came to Texas in early March ahead of commencement ceremonies. But then graduation events were canceled and air travel restrictions began, leaving them stuck in Denton for now. Al-Harbi says the extra family time is nice, but it's making it hard for her to finish her dissertation.
I usually stop studying, I go out, sit with them, try to make them feel better about the situation. I feel responsible somehow for the lid down.
International and domestic students will be eligible to live on campus throughout the summer, if necessary. Cowley says the university is working on solutions for students who plan to start their education in the fall. Meanwhile, Al-Harbi is doing her best to stay calm.
This is not like wars or something where you can blame someone for whatever you're in. It's just, we have no one to blame. That's it.
I'm Rob Upchurch in Denton.